The leader. It is possible to remake our economy so we use less and waste less. It's time to do away with buying new products and binning them at the end of their lives, and instead create a circular economy in which old goods can be reused, recycled, or can restore the environment. No one looking at the state of the Earth in 2022 can be in any doubt that we're facing three grave environmental crises. The climate emergency is well established. An appreciation of the disastrous scale of biodiversity loss is growing, and our pollution of air, soil, and water is becoming recognised as an existential risk. What is perhaps lacking is an awareness of how interlinked these crises are. As a result, solutions tend to be piecemeal. Targets to increase renewable energy or electric vehicle uptake, campaigns to encourage greener eating, bans on plastic straws. Sometimes they can even be counterproductive, as with creating space for biofuel crops, which can displace food production and increase deforestation. A key theme links all three crises: waste. The carbon dioxide at the root of global warming is a waste gas. The seas are poisoned by plastic and other waste materials. We clear forests, among other things, to grow more food, a third of which goes to waste. A shocking statistic lies at the heart of our special report on our material world. Of the 100 odd billion tons of stuff that humans use each year, barely 10% is recycled. That makes plain how far a comprehensive war on waste can go to tackling all three environmental crises simultaneously. This means far more than just better recycling. It requires moving away from a take, make, dispose mindset towards a more circular one. It means redesigning the material world so that when goods reach the end of their useful lives, they can be reused or recycled, or even restore the environment from which they were taken. This implies huge changes to the way economies operate. A rare few countries, notably France, should be commended for ushering in bold laws to limit waste. Companies are increasingly on board too, seeing an uplift for their bottom line if they can reduce the amount of virgin material they use. But the ideas at the heart of a circular economy aren't as widely discussed as they should be. That must change. This opportunity to tackle our environmental problems in a holistic way is one we shouldn't allow to go to waste.
This was an extract from the 12th of February edition of New Scientist. The leader article headlined, "It is possible to remake our economy so we use less and waste less," narrated by Marnie Chesterton.